This is why we need to get to see the following and the third and the final category of the people Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described, so that we may match up to them and match up our behavior to their behavior. Because in terms of dunya, we recommended always to look at the people who are worse than us. With regard to our deen, we recommend to look at the people who are better than us. So in terms of dunya, for example, if you look at the people who are better than you, you will get tired. You will be running behind the dunya and you will never get enough. But look at the people who are worse than you. You have a home, look at the people who don't have homes. You have an income, a job, look at the people who don't have jobs. You have enough food for tonight, be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the people who don't have food for their day. Also, you're healthy, look at the people who are sick. You have one illness, go to hospitals and see ill people in hospitals. Then you will be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This will help you developing your attitude towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being thankful, having self-contentment and satisfaction with Allah and with what He has given you. In terms of deen, if we always look at the people who are worse than us or like us, we would always admire ourselves and think that we are doing good. This is why we have to look at the higher ranks to get better. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this verse here, وَمِنْهُمْ سَابِقٌ بِالْخَيْرَاتِ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. And amongst them, there are people who outdid others in good work, بالخيرات. Those people who competed in قيام الليل, who competed in charity, who competed in the invocation of the name of Allah, who competed in being careful and cautious about everything that is haram, or there is a suspicion about it that it might be haram. Al-khayrat, al-nawafil wa-ta'at, the supererogatory acts of worship. The good works referred to here are those supererogatory, meritorious, virtuous acts of worship, not the obligations. The obligations are covered by the second category. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about these people in a divine statement in both as-sahihain, أَعْدَدْتُ لِعِبَادِ الصَّالِحِينَ مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. I prepared for my righteous servants what an eye has never seen, what an ear has never heard, and what has never occurred in the mind of a human being. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said at the end of the verse. He says subhanahu wa ta'ala, ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَضْلُ الْكَبِيرُ جَنَّاتُ عَدْنٍ يَدْخُلُونَهَا يُحَلَّوْنَ فِيهَا مِنْ أَسَاوِرَ مِنْ ذَهَبٍ وَلُؤْلُؤًا وَلِبَاسُهُمْ فِيهَا حَرِيرٌ. That is the great bounty from Him, namely, gardens of Eden, they enter, given in it as jewelry, armlets of gold and pearl, and their garments are made of silk. Then there they say, look at how they look at their stay in Al-Jannah that has removed from them all type of distress. They said, Alhamdulillahi alladhi adhhaba anna al-hazan. Glory be to Allah who removed from us all distress. What is a distress? What is our worries? Our worry should not be about our incomes and provision, rizq. Our worries should be about al-akhirah, about where we are going to be on the day of judgment. Because on the day of judgment, there isn't any way for us to compensate. When we come on the day of judgment, we stand there in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we wish for more time. We wish that we had more time to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says this in Al-Quran al-Kareem. When he says, a man says, رَبِّ ارْجِعُونِ لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا فِي مَا تَرَكْتْ كَلَّا إِنَّهَا كَلِمَةٌ هُوَ قَائِلُهَا. Oh, bring me back. يُقَالُ لَهُ مِنْ هُنَاكَ أَتَيْتِ. Bring me back so that I do more works. You just arrived from there. You were given the opportunity to do all. Or as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّا أَنذَرْنَاكُمْ عَذَابًا قَرِيبًا يَوْمَ يَنْظُرُ الْمَرْءُ مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَاهُ وَيَقُولُ الْكَافِرُ يَا لَيْتَنِي كُنْتُ تُرَابًا. We are warning you of severe torment on the day that a man looks at what he has brought in front of him, and the unbeliever would say, oh, would that I was dirt. So this is the major worry. The major worries of human beings are their salvations. We should be worried about our answers on the day of judgment before Allah. And before that, actually, our answers in the grave. Leave rizq, leave accommodation, leave jobs, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guaranteed for you all what you need. You need the least level of struggle to maintain that, but you need to prepare your luggage in this world. Preparing for our luggage is something that is very tough and is not easy. And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam made the example of our life, the example of a journey. Travelers traveling through the desert. And this is our example. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى. Also, hinting to this metaphor of a journey, because you prepare your luggage for a journey usually when you want to travel. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, prepare your luggage. The most important luggage for a traveler through the desert is water and food. You won't survive without these two. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking us to prepare our luggage through this journey. And the luggage that would benefit us is only taqwa. That is to say, good works. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَأَلَّيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى وَأَنَّ سَعْيَهُ سَوْفَ يُرَى. For mankind, there is nothing but what he prepares, what he earns in this life. In this life, there is work and there are no rewards. In the other life, there are rewards and there is no work. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala divided the two worlds, this life and the hereafter. And just to give you an example of how people get deluded by the various things on the side of the road when we are traveling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the journey, we have a lot of things around. We have women, children, businesses, money, a lot of things that distract us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we like to dwell, we like to stay more in this life. It's not the description of the believers. The believers should love to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be ready for that at any minute, at any time. I was the other day traveling in England with some brothers, and they had in the car a GPS system. And it was a 3-hour drive from Manchester to Hull. The driver put the address, and following the instructions of the GPS system, turn right, bear left, and so on, we reached our destination without any need to make any phone call, or we didn't need to stop to ask for anything. We reached the door of the host. I reflected upon this. I said, subhanAllah, this is a trip that was made for us so easy because of the instructions of the GPS computer system. Although the computer system is so complicated that for a person like me, it wouldn't be easy for me to tell or explain how it works. But I had to obey it. The driver had to obey it. Whenever it told us to go right, we had to go right. Whenever it told us to go left, we had to go left. We put all our trust in the GPS computer system. And we reached our destination. Now, how come that when it comes to the Sharia, when it comes to the deen, we don't listen to the instructions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we argue about them, yet we know that if we followed them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us if we follow His instructions, we would reach our destination, Al-Jannah. All we need is just to listen and obey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It doesn't take much. Why do we argue? Why do we hesitate? Then you expect that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells you, go right, you go left, you're going to reach your destination. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it very clear for us. This is why these category of people who are sabiq bil khayrat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those people who do good work, who outdid others. If you want to survive in the battle against evil in this modern time, you have to do a lot of extra work. And you have to compete and you have to show of yourself the best. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَسَابِقُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. Compete and run to be the first in the course of the forgiveness of thy Lord. وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. And rush and hasten to the forgiveness of thy Lord, so that you may outdo the others and come before them.